We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And this has not been a normal year for anybody, but especially for couples.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you feel like your relationship has changed or grown a lot during the pandemic, it probably has.
Yeah.
I say that because Groupon hired a mathematician from Cambridge University in the UK.
Okay.
And they were trying to calculate what 1 year of quarantining together would translate to in normal years.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's interesting. Because of all the time
you're spending a ton of time just together.
Yeah.
And the answer is, it's about the same as being together for about 4 regular years.
Whoa.
Wow.
So does that mean my husband and I have been married for 40 years?
Yep.
Did I do the math right on that?
Pretty much.
Okay, that makes sense. It actually, that
feels
translates.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, so add 4 years to whatever your relationship currently is. If you've been with your partner for 2 years, it's actually more like 5 years now, thanks to COVID.
You guys, I've been in a relationship for 4 years.
With
0 plus 4.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yay! We're so happy.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
59% of people say the pandemic's been the ultimate test of their relationship.
Yeah, a lot of my friends have said that.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't been on a date in an average of 5.5 months.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Yeah.
My husband and I went on a date like a month ago, and it was the first one in maybe 8 months.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
that's crazy.
You know, that wasn't just us shoving our kids in front of the TV while mommy and daddy go drink some wine in the other room.
How did it go?
It went great, but I get to go to work, so we get separate time.
That's
Jake,
true.
I'm serious. Why are you shaking your head? No.
It's fine. This is a normal voice. It went great. Everything's great.
No.
Everything's fine.
I'm serious.
No one questioned you, bro.
I feel more connected to him than I have maybe ever.
All right, now she's just compensating.
Okay,
I swear.
No, I swear. She does seem very happy.
The study didn't mention how the pandemic has affected single people, but I'm guessing the 1 year of being single is like 28 years of being
single.
We can
tell you about that later.
Yeah. Alexis, you're actually an old spinster.
Yeah. So now that that's out of the way, let's get to our shock collar question of the day.
Yeah.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last, and I got Jeff Brownie Scheidels.
What?
Dubow.
What's a Scheidel?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right.
Well, I'm going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, read us the shock collar question of the day.
Back in 2016, Michelle Obama was interviewed on Ellen and said there was one thing more than any other that she looked forward to doing once she left the White House.
Mm.
And I can tell you it has to do with the physical design of the place. It turns out that over the last 50 years, every single first lady voiced their frustration about this particular thing. What was it?
When she left the White House?
Something she's able to do now that she's out of the White
House. Now that she's not in the White House.
I feel like I watched that interview, but it was so long ago. I mean, what's your first thought, Jeffrey?
Pee on the lawn.
Yeah. Michelle Obama just dropping a nature, like, nature squat.
You know how many times I was drunk and I couldn't go out there.
Yeah.
Do you think it has to do with, like, privacy?
Yeah,
in
I
any
would
way?
Think something like that.
My first instinct before they said was, like, I know that they can't drive and do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not obviously not that, but I feel like it's something like
it's not bad.
Something
I mean,
you're not allowed to do while you're there, but
right.
Now I can finally drive
a
car.
Even when you talk to celebrities, like the one thing that makes them feel free is getting behind the wheel of a car and driving themselves to the grocery
without
store
without their bodyguard. Ooh,
yeah.
But Jake said this is something with the physical design of the White House.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not that, but I feel like it's something along those lines. Mm.
Oh, like I know.
You know what it is?
What? I know what it is.
What?
A light bulb just went off. And
I bet you at the White House, you're not allowed to lock the door. And just being able to lock the door. Because just for security reasons, I'm sure in the White House, you're not allowed to barricade yourself inside anywhere.
I was thinking, but why would you miss that? Why would you miss barricading?
Privacy, like you were saying. Like, I just want to be able to go to the bathroom and not have my daughter's barge in.
Oh, that's impossible. That doesn't matter if it's the White House or not the White House. That doesn't exist in life. I was thinking more like privacy in terms of, like, being able to wear no bra and some PJs with barefoot around the place.
But what
does
that
have to do with the room he's saying?
What does that have to do with the physical design of the house?
Because maybe you have to go through like one hallway in between that is open to the public in some way.
The hallway of bras.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like when you visit someone's house and you use their shower and you have to like bring clothes in there with you because you have to walk out after.
Right.
That'd be annoying.
Let's get the question one more time.
Back in 2016, Michelle Obama said in an interview that there was one thing, more than any other, that she looked forward to doing once she left the White House. It has to do with the physical design of the place. And in fact, over the last 50 years, every single first lady voiced their frustration about this particular thing. What was it?
Trying to remember when I was invited to the White House, what the inside looked like.
For your medal?
Yeah. They took me right into the back door down to the basement.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
I bet they did.
Hallway?
Why are you always going to the basement of places?
I don't know. That's
and through back doors.
It's the only place I'm allowed.
You think it's something related to a kitchen at all? I'm leaning towards that.
I was thinking about that. Like, if she just wanted to cook, but I feel like I've seen pictures of Michelle Obama in there cooking.
You know, I just started reading her book. So, you know, if you ask me this in a few weeks, I might know the answer, Jeff. Just so you know.
Oh, okay. You think you can read a whole book in a few weeks? Really? That's very impressive.
She said she was reading a book. You should be proud of her.
Oh, yeah, just in general.
Aren't you proud? Yeah.
It has pictures in there, I'm sure.
It's the Michelle Obama children's book that she wrote.
I feel really good about the locks thing. I'm going to say that there's no doors in the White House that are allowed to lock.
For at least the last 50 years, no First Lady has been allowed to do this particular thing to the White House. It's a huge bummer for this thing to be forbidden, but it's a rule in place by the Secret Service for security reasons.
Ooh, Jeff, sounding good.
Michelle Obama confessed to Ellen in 2016 that the one thing she looked forward to doing most after she left was to crack open a window and feel a cool breeze because you're not allowed to open any windows.
I remember hearing that now.
Kind of similar.
Can you open any windows? That would be hard.
That does suck. I always have a window.
President lets one rip and then you're just sitting in there.
Jesus.
Sorry. Well, didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear the song Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh my god. She performed in a mall for me once.
It's
a long story. No.
Okay. Reaching for something in the distance.
Yeah.
So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin.
I feel the shock on
me. Oh, man.
Let me get to the good part.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was too good. I had to.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.